I mean, we are continuing Surah Bani Israel. The verse we recited is verse number 47. We are well aware of what they listen to when they are listening to you, and when they are whispering, when the unjust say, you are thus following none but a man bewitched. When Prophet used to recite Quran near Kaaba, these non-believers from Mecca used to come at night and listen to him very carefully. And they were, and when all night they listen, and in the morning they'll part away, and when they meet each other, they'll be shy of seeing each other because they claim to be kuffar, and still they were listening to Prophet, and they will be condemning each other that why you came to listen to him, and why you came to listen to him, and they were really shy about it, but they used to come anyway because Quran used to attract them. But Allah says when they used to listen, Allah knew what they were listening because their heart was not accepting it because of their arrogance. And they say to each other that you are thus following none but a man bewitched, that Prophet is following somebody who has been bewitched. So their idea about Prophet was there that he was following some bewitched person. انظر كيف ضربوا لك امثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا. Behold how they strike similitude for you, so they have gone astray, therefore they cannot find the way. See, Allah is saying that who you are following. Allah says what kind of example they are giving about you. Allah is saying that how they are talking about it. Fadallu, fadallu, fala yastati'una sabila, they got astray and they cannot find the way. When you arrogance, when you are haughty, then your ear cannot hear you. Your heart cannot accept it. Fadallu, fala yastati'una sabila, then you get astray and you cannot find the way. We pray to Allah that we don't have a tinge of arrogance in our heart. It's humbleness. When you humble to Allah, Allah will make us hear His word and see the beauty of our Prophet and his noor, his light. وَقَالُوا أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا أَوْ رُفَاتًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا قُلْ كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا أَوْ خَلَقًا مِمَّا يَكْبُرُوا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ فَسَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ يُغِذَنَا قُلِ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ فَسَيَنْقِذُونَ إِلَيْكَ رَؤُوسَهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هُوَ قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. And they say, what when we are bones and dust, shall we then certainly be raised up into a new creation? Say, be you stone or iron, or any creature harder in your minds? They will immediately say, who will return us? Say, he who created you the first time. Then they will shake their head at you and say, when will it be? Say, maybe it will be nigh, means close by. It's a long verse. There were three verses I recited together. I apologize for that, but I have to explain. Inshallah. Then they used to say that, what if our bones become dust particle? We'll be raised again as a new creation. Allah says, say to them, you be stone or iron or something, a creature harder than in your mind. They will immediately say, who will return to us? Say, he who created you the first time. Then they will shake their heads at you and say, when it will be? Say, maybe it will be near. Because Allah, they used to say that if our bones become dust particle, who's going to raise us? Allah says, what are you talking about, dust particle or a bone being brittle? Even if you are an iron, a stone, or something bigger than in your mind, I'll still convert you to a man again on the judgment day. I have that power. You think that bone and a dust cannot become human being? You imagine stone or iron, I'll convert that on the judgment to human if you are converted in that shape. Or something even bigger in your mind, which is harder than that, even I'll convert that to a human being. Because then they say, who will return to us? Say, he who created you the first time.
This is why, just stop it. Kaagam, if you come sit in here, because otherwise you keep looking at you on this side.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So, they will say that who will return us? He who created the first time. Such a strong logic from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That who created the first time, you and you nothing, he'll create you again who created the first time. They'll shake their heads again in denial and say, when it will be? Maybe it will be closed, Allah says. Because nobody knows judgment day, only Allah knows when judgment will come. But Allah said, maybe it is near, it's not far. يوما يدعوكم فاستجيبون بحمده وتظنون الا لبثتم الا قليلا. A day when he will call you forth, then you shall answer with his praise, yet thinking that you had tarried but a little while. Allah says, when you will be called on the judgment day, you will be raised praising him, and you will think that you stayed but a little while. Right now you are not accepting the reality of getting created again, but Allah says that when you will be created on the judgment day, you will be praising him. Why you will be praising him? Because you will see that again how you got created from the dust, and you will be praising him, and you will think, but you lived there but very little, where? In your grave. Because when we die, we go to grave, right? But when we raised, we will think that we stayed in grave very little, even though the grave. Because the judgment will be so big, you know, it will be 50,000 years, life and judgment day. So Allah says that you will be praising him. What good is that praising? What good is that kind of faith? When on the judgment day you do that, the faith is that you have faith now with seeing Allah's verses, reading Allah's verses, seeing the behavior of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, seeing our Imam, crying for Imam Hussein, bring our faith, and have hamd for Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala from our heart now, not on the judgment day. It's too late. Because this will be, when we are raised on judgment, they will think we are here for very little while. Very little while. Even in Barzakh. Allah is saying here right now, Barzakh. In the grave. Even we'll think that the grave was a short time. Although grave will be longer than our life. Our life is hardly 50, 60 years or 100 years. How long will we stay in Barzakh? Nobody knows. Maybe thousands of years. But still it will look small. And in verse number 53, Allah says, وَقُلْ لِبَعْدِ الْدِي يَقُولِ الْلَتِهِ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا رَبُّكُمْ عَالَمُ بِكُمْ إِنْ يَشَى يَرْحَمْكُمْ يَرْحَمْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ عَالَمُ بِكُمْ إِنْ يَشَى يَرْحَمْكُمْ وَإِنْ يَشَى يُعَذِّبْكُمْ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكِيلًا. I combine verse 53 and verse 54. They are the message for this majlis today. And we have to be very careful what Allah is saying. And say to my servants to speak what is the best. Verily the Satan sows dissension among them. Verily the Satan unto men is an open enemy. Your Lord is more knowledgeable about you than yourself. He will have mercy on you if he pleases, or he will punish you if he pleases. And we have not sent you as warden over them. Ya Marhamullah. These two verses are combined. I'm combining them. Allah said, tell my servants. Who are the servants? Believers. Allah is telling Prophet to tell them, to my servants, my believer servants, that speak what is best. Talk best form. Do not speak in a bad voice, ugly tone, or anything like that. Verily, the Satan sows dissension among them. Allah will, if you speak not kind, Satan will put fight among you, among each other, because you are not talking right words. Verily, the Satan unto men is open enemy. He is our open enemy. He will make us argue, filthy words, fight. Your Lord is more knowledgeable about you than yourself. Now, inshallah, this verse we'll go more in detail, 54 verse, but let me finish this and we'll go inshallah to 54, which I already did the translation. What happened in Prophet time, especially in Makkah, the believers used to confront non-believers and saying them, because non-believers used to torture them so much. So the believer used to say, hey, you are going to go to hellfire. We follow Prophet. I'm quoting Mizan, you know. And the believers, non-believer, when is to, they say that, hey, you are going to hellfire, we go to paradise because we follow our prophet. So non-believers used to get very angry. And they used to get more angry and fight with more with believers. So Allah revealed this verse. That, and say to my servant to speak what is best. They're not to do that. Why? Because when you do that, when you ridicule people, you think you are the best and they are useless and they want to hell, they'll get more angry and Shaitan will create more fight. Shaitan wants to have fights among people, right? Allah says that if you are not talking the best, Hasan, fights will come among you. And Shaitan is your open enemy. Now Allah says, your Lord is more knowledgeable about you than yourself. Ya Marabala. Allah is saying, believer, that if you think you are pious and they are going to go to hell and you are going to go to paradise, Allah knows you more than about yourself. He will mercy you if He pleases, or He will punish you if He pleases. And we have not sent you as a warden over them to prophet. Allah is saying, you are not the warden over them. This is deep. That, and we are seeing in a, commuting these things happening. You know, Imam Ali said that people are brother in two ways with you. Either they are brother in the humility or they are brother in the faith. So be kind to everybody. You have to be kind to everybody and speak to everybody with the best way and the best manner. Because we represent Islam. In the West, if your neighbor is Christian or Jew, you got to talk very nice and kind. And if you are with a believer, you have to be very kind anyway. Because we represent Islam. We cannot put them down. We cannot judge them. We cannot judge ourselves. Only on the judgment day, Allah will decide who is going where, you know. We cannot judge people. We cannot say that I'm going to go to paradise. How do you know that? There is no any visa on you yet. You cannot tell somebody that he's going to go to hellfire. And Allah only knows his condition and in what condition he is in. And Allah will judge. We are not the master of day of judgment, you know. So we have to be very humble and be kind and not argue and not show off. Because Shaitan wants us to all fight, you know. So Allah says that your Lord is more knowledgeable about you than yourself. He knows more than us what we are. If He wish, He can be forgived. He can forgive us. Or if He wish, He can punish us. And Allah is saying to Prophet, O Prophet, I have not made you their warden over them. What is the meaning of warden? Wakil. See, what believers think at that time and now, which Allah is saying not to do that, is that they used to think that if they follow Prophet, if they accept Prophet, Prophet is salvation. And that's about it. Once they believe he is a Prophet, and so they already have salvation. No, Allah says, you don't have salvation like this. I have to agree with you. I know who you are. I know you accepted my prophet. But I'll decide that if you should be punished or I should be kind to you, depending, because I'll judge you, not the prophet. Prophet has no power to give you azab, and prophet has no power to give you reward. I'm the one who gives azab. I'm the one who gives reward. Prophet is a Shafi. He'll do intercession. But I'm the one who respond. If I want to respond in the mercy, I'll respond in the mercy. If I respond with adab, I'll give adab. Because I'm your Lord. We have to understand it. We cannot put everything on the shoulder of Prophet and elevate that, okay, we do what we want to do. We can show up. They are going to hellfire. We are going to paradise. And we sin and they'll take our judgment. This is all wrong attitude. And what is happening in our community, Shia community? If somebody is more religious, he starts accusing and putting down others who are less religious. We cannot do that. We have to be very kind, very polite, and give a good message and fear Allah that Allah purify our heart. And maybe they are better than us. That is the ideology. If we have that ideology, we are building community for the sake of Imam Zaman As-Salam. Because Shaitan puts seeds of fighting among all of us. By all the superiority and putting down and talking rude about people. Allah says, this is not right. We thank Allah that Allah may make us read verse 53 and verse 54 so that we change our behavior, because with the ilm, with the knowledge, we change and learn. We thank Allah that Allah gives him ilm through the Quran, how to behave with the outside people and how to behave with the believers. وَرَبُّكُمْ عَالَمُ بمن في السماوات الأرض ولقد فضلنا بعض النبيين على بعض وآتينا داود زبورا and your Lord is more knowledgeable than anyone who is in the heavens and the earth and certainly we have made some of the prophets excel other and David we gave Zabur. Allah knows every living person in the universe, Allah says. Allah knows everybody. So why we have to show off to somebody else that I'm religious? If we have the faith that Allah knows everybody, then we have to be just content and quiet about it and not talk big about it and fear Allah with our sins because Allah knows our sins too. And Allah says that certainly we have made some of prophet excel others. How? Mizan says, how the other prophet excel from others? In good behavior. In good behavior. Everybody had good behavior, but our prophet had the most excellent good behavior among all the prophets. So that's why he's the chief of the prophets. He is the chief because of his behavior. Because Allah is talking about niceness and kindness. And we gave Daud, David the Zabur. See, Allah gave David a big kingdom and Allah gave David the Zabur, which was a book. Which is called Psalm, right? Allah here did not talk about his kingdom. Allah talked about his book. Why? Because kingdom is not as important. Kingdom is different than the book, the knowledge. Allah gave preference to knowledge over his kingdom. We should always look for the knowledge from Allah's mother. We should thank Allah that Allah gave such Ahlul Bayt for us and gave us Quran, which is the book, which is till the day of judgment. Others book came and they were cancelled but when Quran came. The Quran which Allah gave to us is still the day of judgment. You should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Qulid ul-ladina za'amtum min dunihi fala yamlikuna kashfa durrim ankum wala tahvila ulaika ladina yad'auna yabtaguna ila rabbihim wasilata ayyuhum aqrabu wa yarjuna rahmatu wa yakhafuna adabu inna adaba rabbika kana mahdura. Say call on those whom you asserted beside him. So they shall neither have the ability of removing the affliction from you nor to change it. Those whom they call upon themselves search for means of approaching their Lord. Which of them is nearer? And they hope for his mercy and fear his punishment. Verily the punishment of your Lord is to be dreaded of. Allah is saying, tell them you call besides Allah. They have no power of removing any affliction from you. Or change your condition. Now I'll stop here then we'll go to the next verse inshallah. I just read the translation of the next verse. What used to happen in the previous time that people believe, still people, polytheists believe God, you know that. Every Hindu or anybody you ask besides atheists, they believe one God. But they, you know what they did? They took angels and good prophets and jinns as their helper. To be near Allah. First their stage was that they are Allah's respected servants, you know. Like angels and jinns and prophets, like Holy Spirit. They think that that's how they started. Holy Spirit was a respected angel. Then they thought that Jesus Christ is a great prophet and then jinns also the Allah's helper. Then what they did? They said, no, they are not only the respected one, but they are also have so much power that they are kind of associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they have the power to themselves to do everything for them. Themselves other than going to Allah. Because they are so great, their station so high to associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what they did? They said, okay, now I have Jesus Christ, I have Holy Spirit. Now they start making their idols. And then they then what they did? They started worshipping those idols. And they even forgot about themselves, about those angels and prophets. And they are just focusing on the statue. And what they did further down? Then they sacrificed animals in front of those statues. How they got? Shaitan took them from where to where? We seek Allah's refuge to become like that. Allah says, now Allah says, what you are calling them besides Allah, they have no power to take away your any affliction or change your condition, Allah says. Those people. Why? Because Allah says that when you are polytheist, you associate somebody with Allah, when you go to ocean and the winds start coming and you think that you might go, be drowned in the ocean, you call me at that time. You don't call them. You just call me. And when you call me, I remove your problem, because you call me in sincerity at the time. And you are sincere because you're going to die otherwise. And when you come back to the coast, again you start associating with Allah, because the shaitan comes to you. So Allah is so kind that when you call him, at the time you really believe in him because you're dying. And Allah answers your prayers, because Allah is so kind. Allah says, I am the one who removed your problem at that time. I change your condition. But who you call a reality, they have nothing. They cannot take away your problem and cannot change your condition. Instead, Allah says, those whom you call themselves search for the means of approaching their Lord. Which of them is nearer? They are who you are calling, all these angels and all and jinn and prophets, they themselves are needy for me. They are all opposing to come to me with wasila, means to become to have some kind of means to be close to me. They are all competing to be close to me. And they hope for my mercy. And they are fear with my punishment. All these great people who you call as my associates, they are all looking to be close to me, looking for my mercy. And they are afraid of my fear. Verily, the punishment of your Lord is the dreaded one. Allah says, my punishment is a dreaded punishment. In all these prophets, all these angels, they are all afraid of Allah. They are all eager to be close to Him. And they are eager to have more mercy to Him, you know. And eager. And they are afraid of His punishment. Allah says, إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ كَانَ مَحْدُورًا. The punishment of, verily, the punishment of your Lord is to be dreaded of. See, all these intercessors, big, great prophets, Allah says that they are always afraid of Him. They cannot go and talk to Him like straight. They are always humble in front of Him. And they are competing each other to be following. They want to follow somebody who is closest, so they become the closest. وَإِن مِّن قَرِيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكِهَا وَإِن مِّن قَرِيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ مُؤَذِّبِهَا In next verse Allah says, وَإِن مِّن قَرِيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ مُؤَدِّبُهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْتُورًا. And there is not a town, but we shall inhalate it before the day of resurrection, or chastise it with the severe chastisement. That is written in the book. Ya Allah. This is the verse, which is such a strong verse, you know. Allah says that if all jinn and human are together, they cannot write Quran. Allah says that my power of Quran is so much that if I reveal on the mountain, it will be shut down in pieces. See this verse, Allah, what Allah is saying? There is no town, Allah says, that before the day of judgment, either Allah will totally destroy it, or punish it hard. It is written in the book, Kitab-e-Mastura, what book? The protected tablet. Allah has protected tablet. What is protected tablet? It is not in the physical form, it is beyond our understanding. In the protected tablet, Allah has written everything from past, present and future. And that doesn't change. Allah says, I have written in that book, in protected tablet, that there won't be any town in this planet. You know, there are a lot of big cities in this world, right? And they are all arrogant, most of them are arrogant people. They think that they are superior than anybody else. They think nothing will happen to them. Allah says, Allah is giving news to all these big cities. Allah is saying that there won't be any city that before the judgment day, either I'll totally destroy it or punish it. Allahu Akbar. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is His power. Now, it goes further in detail that when He destroys totally and when He punishes it. When the Allah's signs comes clearly and they deny, Allah totally destroys it. If they deny. And if they are sinful, then Allah will punish them. How punish them? By famine and from the drought and all these kind of things, Allah will punish them. But our sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, says about this verse, what he says, this is about dying, whether through natural death or otherwise. And it says, it means destroying by being killed, dying or other form of death.
What is happening in these big cities? They think that there are big malls and supermarkets, research centers, science centers, hospitals, and all these commercial shops. But they forget one thing, that all these big cities are graveyards. And every day people are dying and going to grave. See, Shaitan makes them not see the graveyard. Shaitan makes them see all these malls and stock markets. But Allah says, all of them are dying. All of them are dying. That's Allah's way of showing His might. And that was Imam means. In the end time, when Imam, it's been said that in the end time, people will die quick. Surprisingly, people will die quickly, like accidents and dying young. And we are seeing that all happening. How many people are dying every day with accidents and dying young with heart attacks? You will see everywhere, oh, he died, because it's the end time coming, you know. So we have to be very careful about Allah's punishment, Allah's wrath. Now, inshallah, we'll be reciting the last verse. وَمَا مَنَعْنَا أَن نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا أَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ نَاقَةً مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. And nothing prevented us what we should send the sign, save that the former nations rejected them. And we gave the Thamud, the She-Hemal, a manifest sign, but they did injustice unto her. And we do not send signs but to warn. Allah said, what stop us to give clear signs? But there the previous people denied it. That stop us giving you clear signs. Allah says, I gave a sign to the of She-Hemal to Thamud, and what they did to that? They did injustice to that She-Hemal. And we do not send sign but to warn. Okay, let me explain this verse. Previous verse we said that if you deny the clear signs, Allah destroy, right? Totally destroy. Now Allah is talking about that the people of Thamud, they asked for the manifest sign, the clear signs. They wanted that, they asked the Prophet Saleh that from this mountain, we need a big She-Hemal coming out. And that happened. It was a manifest sign. And what they did to the She-Hemal? They killed the She-Hemal. This verse came when Quraysh came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they said that the Prophet, this mountain you see in Makkah, we want it to convert it to gold. And then we'll believe you. And what else we want, Prophet? That all these mountains are in Makkah, we don't want them. They should be moved out and we should have a nice cultivating land. Then we'll believe you. So Prophet asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about it. Jibril came. Jibril said, we can do that this mountain become gold and this mountain can be moved around so that they can do cultivation. But after that, if they deny, we're going to destroy all of them, just like we destroyed previous nations. Allahu Akbar. Now we see power of Allah. Just see power of Allah in two things. And just appreciate all powers of Allah. Allah said first in previous verse that all these big towns will be destroyed before judgment day. Then Allah's power said that this mountain I can make a golden mountain. That's our Lord. But He said, what will happen? That if that happens, if they deny, they'll be destroyed. Prophet said, oh Allah, we don't want this kind of sign coming because we want some time, and we want you to give us some time and respite us. We take refuge from that kind of sign because what happened with previous nation, they all denied those signs after they came. Like She-Hemal came and they killed She-Hemal. And that's what these Quraysh will do, that they will see the mountain with the gold and still they will deny it and everybody will be destroyed. So Allah says, and nothing prevented us. Now I'll explain once again. And nothing prevented us what we should send a sign, save that former nation rejected them. Allah, they wanted to give us respite. Allah loved us that I will not send a clear sign so that you live longer. We thank Allah that Allah has given us respite and we are still living and seeing the living miracle of Quran, which is the strong sign for us, rather than asking for the such manifest sign which if that is denied, then we don't get any kind of time and will be destroyed. And Allah said that whenever we send sign, it is to warn us. Okay, last I want to recite the translation of verse 55. Certainly we met some of the prophet excelled other, and to David we gave the Zabur. Allah met give excellence of some prophet or others and give David Zabur. And now I want to recite the portion of Ziyarat-e Jamia, which Allah described the position of Ahlul Bayt. Allah says he gave excellence of some prophet or others. What Allah says about Ahlul Bayt? Ahlul Bayt were given the Quran. Where was the Zabur? Where was the Quran? They are called speaking Quran. And Ziyarat-e Jamia, it is said about our Ahlul Bayt, Allah made you reach the noblest position of glory, the highest station nearest to Allah, and the loftiest status of the messengers. Where did not reach anyone, nor surpass it the best, nor got there any superior in advance, nor anyone long for its whereabouts. That is the position of Ahlul Bayt. Nobody can even imagine their position. The position Allah gave to Ahlul Bayt, their position is beyond imagination. Nobody even dread, nobody even dare to think about their position, to go to their position because of their highest position. And that is the Ahlul Bayt position. And the position came through the knowledge and sacrifice. The sacrifice Ahlul Bayt had, nobody sacrificed like that. From the first Imam to the last Imam, they all sacrificed to the highest level. Especially the sacrifice of Ahlul Bayt in Karbala. The Karbala sacrifice of Ahlul Bayt is incomparable. And you know, brothers and sisters, I will tell you that if our dua is not being accepted, we should do the wasila of Ali Asghar alayhi salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, behaq Ali Asghar, please accept our dua. Why Ali Asghar? Because everybody was thirsty for 3 days. Everybody was thirsty for 3 days. But who was the youngest who was thirsty? It was Ali Asghar, who was 6 months old. He was the thirstiest among all of them. And what happened when his father asked for the water? Instead of water, he got the arrow. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.